Michelle Bachelet, who's been the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights since September, speaking there with our colleagues at the BBC. Meanwhile, the UN is hosting a pivotal climate summit right now in Poland. The meeting is supposed to put some muscle behind the 2015 Paris Agreement, but it comes at a time of intense political and economic challenges, not to mention a ton of dire climate news. One of the biggest challenges is how to quickly move the world away from reliance on coal for electricity. Ironic, given where the UN meeting is, Poland's reliance on coal goes deep. It's economic and cultural. Here's reporter Rachel Waldholz in Katowice, Poland.
The building doesn't look like much. It's in a nondescript neighborhood in Katowice, Poland, right next to the railroad tracks. But outside, there's a small sign with the red logo of Solidarity, the storied trade union that helped bring down Poland's communist government in 1989. Kazimierz Grzarek fought with Solidarity in the 80s. Today, the workers he represents include many coal miners. So I wanted to ask what he thinks about the future of coal in Poland. His answer? No way is Poland leaving it behind. If Poland gives up coal, Grzarek says, it's wasting one of the most beautiful gifts of the earth. Poland's economy runs on coal. It supplies nearly 80% of the nation's electricity. Much of the country still uses it to heat their homes. And there's still about 100,000 coal miners here. And mining unions are a big political force and close allies of the ruling Law and Justice Party. Then there's the psychological power of coal.
Dlaczego dla Polski węgiel jest taki bardzo ważny?
Coal gives us energy independence, Grzarek says. We have enough to be completely self-sufficient for many years. And that means Poland doesn't have to rely on its neighbors and former occupiers, Russia and Germany, for energy. Coal is the dirtiest major energy source, but Grzarek argues that technology can make coal climate-friendly. And he bristles at the idea that coal is a particularly Polish problem.
Australia, Indonesia, India.
He ticks off the names of places that he says produce more and asks, why should Poland quit coal when other countries are still mining? That question is a big part of the Global Climate Summit happening right now here in Katowice. The UN scientific panel has concluded that the world has to zero out carbon emissions by the middle of this century to avoid the worst impacts of global warming. To meet that goal, a recent analysis says Poland and other members of the European Union must phase out coal in less than 15 years. But the Polish government insists coal will remain a big source of energy for decades to come. And that's why some worry that Poland might use its role as the host of this year's summit to resist an ambitious agreement on carbon pollution. The Polish official in charge of the meeting says that fear is unfounded. Michal Kurtyka says his country's reliance on coal can actually help it forge a strong deal.
This puts us in a unique position to understand very different situations all around the world in terms of climate policy.
The challenge facing this year's conference is huge. Countries must agree on how to fill in the gaps left in the breakthrough 2015 Paris Agreement, including such basic things as how to measure emissions cuts. Kurtyka says Poland understands what's at stake.
Paris are the principles, Katowice is the implementation. So in this regard, without Katowice, there is no Paris.
Activists agree, but they worry about a weak outcome here.
If Polish presidency will not find ways to bridge different sides of negotiations, we may not succeed.
Ursula Stefanovic runs a group of NGOs called the Polish Climate Coalition. And she says the government is selling its own citizens short by not preparing for the inevitable.
Our government makes this mistake of not talking to the miners honestly, treating them as children and telling them everything will be fine, nothing will change, you don't have to worry.
But Stefanovic says it won't be fine.
Changes have to come, and to make it socially just and secure, they have to be planned.
Planned or not, those changes may already be on the way.
It's not actually the question if Poland will get rid of coal, but when.
Joanna Makowiak-Pandera is the head of Forum Energy, an energy think tank in Warsaw.
I think the energy transition is the direction in which Polish energy sector will move, with or without support of the decision makers, because you cannot stop global megatrends.
An agreement on that comes from a surprising direction, Poland's state-controlled utilities.
the pressure from the global economy will be such that if we don't change towards less carbon intensive, we might lose some business.
That's Monika Morawiecka, an executive at Poland's biggest power company, speaking recently with reporters. Morawiecka says she can start to imagine a future without coal, because renewable energy is no longer out of reach for Poland.
Previously, we were saying, look, this is very old, very nice and beautiful, these wind farms and the solar panels, but we cannot afford them. Now we are saying, okay, now we can afford them.
The big concern is what it will mean for workers. Morawiecka says her company alone employs 42,000 people. The Polish government is starting to think about this too. At the climate conference, they're emphasizing the idea of a just transition to a low-carbon future. Kazimierz Grzarek of Solidarity will be at the conference too, leading a coalition of trade unions. But he isn't ready to consider any transition. If I admit we must implement a just transition, he says, then I'd have to admit that what's going on in Poland now is unjust. And that's not the case. Grzarek insists his members are sticking with coal. But Poland itself may be moving on. For The World, Rachel Waldholz, Katowice, Poland.
That story was reported with support from Clean Energy Wire.